News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
It's going to be a busy one at the zoo. Dublin Zoo is celebrating the birthdays of 20 animals this June Bank holiday weekend. Donal Murphy is with us. He's from Dublin Zoo's Nearside team. Morning, Donal.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, before we get into the birthdays, may I ask you a somewhat personal question?
Okay.
Thank you. So, as I understand it, you're responsible primarily for sea lions and red pandas.
Yeah, those are some of the animals on the section that I work on, yeah.
Now, how does that happen? How do you go from being, when you're, people look at you and go, now he's really good with those hyper-aggressive, really smart aquatic mammalian predators. Next stop, pandas.
The sea lions aren't aggressive, they're grand.
Well, setting aside me insulting the sea lions, they don't seem like easy bedfellows, or are you?
They're very intelligent. So we do a lot of training with our sea lions. They're absolutely brilliant. They are quite intelligent, but they have their own personalities. So you get to be very good at reading your animals. And we always just make sure that when we're training, the animals always have the option whether they want to or not. And if it seems that they don't want to, we'll never force them. So they're generally in a good mood.
And what about the red pandas?
Red pandas, yeah, they're brilliant as well. Like, they'll stay up high. Most of the time, they'll just look down and watch us. We do the training with them. They're quite good at that when the time comes. But for the most part, they like to sleep. They like to relax. They like to stay up high. So sometimes they'll come down and be around us and stuff, but they're fine. But for the most part, they will look up. They'll be up and they'll be looking down at us.
So who's having the birthdays then this weekend?
So we have a few birthdays actually on our section, which is the near side. So actually, all four of our sea lions are June births. So we have Cassie, Flo and Sienna are our females, and Kai is our male. They're all in June. And of our red pandas, three of the five have birthdays, which are Chaha, Rua and Jimba, our male.
And how does one celebrate the birthday of a sea lion? Is there a cake?
No, so cake isn't on the recommended food lines for sea lions, but we'll give them lots of their favourite types of fish.
And what about the red pandas?
The red pandas do get a type of cake, believe it or not, but that's part of their daily food. So they get what we call panda cake. It's actually a compressed pellet made up of a lot of powdered bamboo. So in the wild, pandas eat a huge amount of bamboo. That's actually what the name panda means. It means bamboo eater. And so when they're eating bamboo in the wild, they'll travel across their range, but they'll have to eat a lot of bamboo to get the nutrients they need. So we do give them fresh bamboo. But again, to give them the amount they would need, we'd have to give them pretty much a half a forest. So instead, we give them this pelletized form, which is actually made up of a huge quantity of the nutrients. So it makes up the difference.
Now, does that explain why red pandas are also called pandas, even though they bear no resemblance to what we think of as a panda?
Yeah, so the name panda means bamboo eater.
So the red panda then, what sort of age do they get to?
Well, at the moment, our oldest is Jasmina, and she's 20. So in the wild, of course, they don't live near as long because you have the likes of predator, lack of food, encroachment and deforestation. But in captivity, because we have veterinary care, they have relative independent food and they have lovely sheltered houses. They live quite a bit longer. So Jasmina's our oldest at the moment at 20.
And what about Carrie and Flo, or Cassie and Flo and the others? What birthdays are they celebrating?
So Cassie is turning 18. Flo is turning 17 and Sienna is turning 21.
God, 21 seems like a good age for a sea lion.
Yeah, I mean, 21, it's a good age, but she's doing great. So she still has a few years to go anyway. Hopefully quite a few, but still a few anyway.
Still mobile, still compass mentis, driving herself?
Yes, still doing all that herself, yeah.
So what's the celebrations then going to consist of? Are people going to be, is there going to be any kind of ceremony that the public can witness?
So the activities will include the likes of face painting, birthday card and party hat making, live music, games, and I believe there is going to actually be a party hat parade at one point as well.
This for the visitors rather than any of the red pandas, I assume?
For the visitors, yeah. We don't like to put the party hats on the red pandas. It messes up their hair, you know.
How sociable are red pandas, by the way? Will they all hang around together when they're up in the trees, or do they need to be kept solitary?
So again, they're social to a degree. They do like their own space. So we do, they do have their own places in the trees they like to stay. Or if they want to, they always have access to the house, so they can set themselves up in the house while everyone else is outside if they want. They'll kind of pick and choose themselves. They will sit together, no problem. They have done many times. They'll sleep beside each other on the branches. But there are times now where they decide, I've had enough, and they'll kind of separate themselves off.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, you can't have favourites as a zookeeper.
They don't know. They're not listening.
All right. Well, since they're not listening then, Jimpa.
Donald, thank you very much. That is Donald Murphy from Dublin Zoo, from the Nearside team. And of course, those celebrations going to be going on across the bank holiday weekend in Dublin Zoo in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. That is pretty much it for us on News Talk Breakfast. We will be back on Tuesday, 3 days off at 7 a.m. If there's anything on the programme that you missed and you want to have a listen back, don't forget you can just go on newstalk.com because we upload all of our items as podcasts there. Or, of course, you can use the Go Loud app and have a listen back. So if you missed anything that Kieran Cuff had to say about cycling and the changes, how we could become more like Cambridge, or if you missed Dave Fanning and his take on the excellence that is Bowie when it comes to both acting and music, again, newstalk.com is where you can find that. Big thank you to the team, editors Aisling Moore and Emer Bradley, producers Aisling Lynch, Dara Faulkner and Ellen Kenny, researchers Cian Burns, Ailish Connor and Dylan Hand, broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane, and this week both Hugo De Silva Scott and Cormac McDonough were on the desk in the control room. We will see you on Tuesday. Until then, bye-bye.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.